Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, crap. Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Anchor Man, Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, who's apparently being owned by his anchor lady when it comes to the office football pool.
They're getting smoked, Todd.
Sorry, you're getting smoked.
Hello.
That clip that you play, I tell both my co-anchor, who's a woman, and my wife that same thing, that only men belong in the newsroom. And it goes really well for me.
I'll bet it does every time. Carly Shimkus, leading the Fox Morning News poll in football. How's that a thing there, Todd?
First of all, disclaimer to the people in St. Louis, obviously I don't say that because I'd be divorced and Carly would kill me.
True.
Second, on the fantasy football thing, do you not follow my social media?
Well, I do. Yeah, I don't know if I check it every day, but I follow you on Twitter. Yeah, yeah. Why?
I'm in three fantasy football leagues, two of which were organized in a proper time frame for organizing fantasy football
okay,
leagues.
Okay, all right.
One of them is the Fox and Friends Staff League, 5-2, because I'm really good at fantasy football. The other one is, you know, obviously the Ruthless Podcast guys. You obviously know Will Kane.
I do, yes.
I'm in their podcast, 5-2, although I did lose to Comfortably Smug this past week, but still 5-2. So then the
No, we're good. We're good.
We have a drop button.
We got
Todd
a drop button.
I assume they have one of those at Fox News.
So how do you really feel?
The day before the Fox and Friends one, we get told, hey, you're doing a Fox and Friends league. And I said, guys, I have a family, okay? I have a wife and I have kids, and I'm in two leagues. I can't be in charge of this. The guy who allows me to do these radio hits, Connor Smith, who you know, literally just walked in the door. Boy, that timing could have been a lot worse.
Tell him we said hello. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Thank God for the drop. Anyway, so no joke. They come, and I'm like, I can't do it. You want to run my team, you run my team. So I let somebody else do the draft. I was like 1-4. So finally I said, I'm firing you. So I made a whole big presentation, you know, like they do at a podium where they fire somebody.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, just we have to go in a different direction. I wish his family the best. And I did all that. I posted it on my social.
That's
Wouldn't
great.
You know? Slowly but surely, I'm crawling back. I'm getting back into it because I'm in charge now and I know how to do fantasy football. I'm really, really good at it.
He sounds a little defensive here, doesn't he?
I'm going to call him for some tips if he's that good.
I'm really good. No, I'm good. I know what I'm doing.
Sometimes when Todd calls, Carly's in the background somewhere, and she would have chimed in, I'm sure, if she was in there right now. Right.
Can I tell you something that's probably a little bit out of school?
Uh-oh.
Yes. Do we have to have the button ready? We have to have the drop button ready?
I'm not going to curse this time. Stop it.
Okay. All right.
I said, Carly, you know what? As you know, I beat you by 1 point this week. You know, in other words, I had that extra point that the Giants didn't seem to have. She goes, I have no idea. I've never even opened the app.
Oh, no. Oh, somebody's picking it for
her? Her husband does it.
Oh, okay.
Now that makes a lot more sense because she's whooping up on people.
Yeah, because she didn't play me in the early going. Now that she's played me, she's lost. Again, I'm really good at this. Also, up until now, I've been really good at never cursing on live air. But ruined that string.
Live radio, and nothing like it, baby.
Can you guys confirm that that curse did not go to the people of St. Louis?
Yes, we can.
Let's find out here. Ethan, can you confirm that?
I mean, I hit the button. I hope
it collapses the last 7 seconds, so you should have been safe.
You should be safe.
He hit it pretty quickly.
So, again, have you seen anything on the socials? Are people writing the mark?
No. Nobody on our social channels are commenting that they heard anything inappropriate whatsoever from our one Todd Pyro. Oh, wait a minute.
Again,
we heard it.
Our social media can hear it.
Oh, social.
It doesn't get dumped out of that.
That's true. No. Yeah,
which means it's not a violation of the FCC,
so
it's not a problem.
You're good.
Yeah.
Is Elon Musk going to come after me?
Exactly.
I don't know. So here's what I need to know. I saw an article today, a New York Post article, calling for Curtis Sliwa to drop out of the race in New York there for mayor to try to give Cuomo a better chance. Are you following that story at all, or is it just something made up?
Of course. And you know, look, what's interesting is I think we all thought that Cuomo would get a little bit more of a boost when Adams dropped out.
Yes.
That really didn't happen. So now people are saying the same thing with regard to our friend Curtis Sliwa. And now you notice, you know, it's always been, hey, Curtis, you should do what's best for the city. Hey, Curtis, you really need to do this. Now it's like people are coming up with dirt on Curtis. And I think a lot of the dirt has been known in New York City inner circles for years, but you know, inner circles are not the mass of voters. And I think the goal is now to pollute Curtis Sliwa and pollute the image of him with all this dirty stuff to really get him to drop out. I don't know if he will. Maybe I shouldn't, you know, get fooled in believing a politician, but he does not give me the sense that he wants to go out. Feels like he's going down with his ship.
I watched him this weekend giving a news conference in a business suit. Normally he's got his red hat on, his cap on. He looked like he means business. I just can't envision him dropping out at this point. And I don't even know if it would make a difference. This is crazy.
That's the thing. That's what it goes to. Like we saw, like I said, with Adams, it didn't make a difference. In this one, maybe, but I understand the logic. The logic makes complete sense. But find me that person that was all in the tank for Sliwa that's going to pull the lever for Cuomo. Cuomo is not well liked. Killing grandmas, not a great platform.
No, not going to work out well for him at all, I don't think. Todd, we're out of time, my friend. We have to go back and scrub the internet now for you. Don't worry.
That's
sorry for ruining radio.
I can confirm it did get dropped.
Okay, good.
When I don't call next week, I'll know why.
You're good.
Oh, you're all good. Give Carly our best, the leader there, please.
Will do. Have a great week, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you. Todd Pyro there. That's funny. And you know what I love about that is that he's relaxed enough on the radio with us that kind of slipped. It just shows you how real he is.
Yeah, he is. He's a guy, the number one guy you want to have a beer with, for sure.
Thank you, Richie. Great comment on Facebook. We'll be back with 2A Tuesday here in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.